Live music on the Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, a state agency. Pennsylvania Council on the Arts receives support from National Endowment for the Arts, and grants from Pennsylvania Council on the Arts are administered locally by Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. While Dennis is here, I don't think you've ever played solo here before, have you?
I haven't.
I'm really looking forward to it. Dennis is typically here with the Lonesome No More band, and I mentioned he's especially lonesome today. The band is not there. Dennis is a great friend of music in our region, if not everywhere. Not solely because of the concert series at Bottle Brush, a gallery for the arts and harmony that he sponsors every year, but simply for his dedication to the music and to the artists that he's able to support, and just being a link in that chain. And it's a really terrific thing you've done, especially, you know, the last 10 years or so. You've put so much time and effort into this. So it's a pleasure to have you playing. You've brought an old Martin down. You know the year, by any chance? The
1952.
Year of
this was Charlie McVeigh's at one time.
Oh, my goodness.
Old Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, whenever you're ready, just let her rip.
We'll see what happens here.
There's a beggar at my window, so I rush to bar the door. Angel on the ceiling, I can see her from the floor. In the morning when I wake up from another scary dream, everything is awful, but it's far worse than it seems. Thought my life could be so easy, I'd just get up every day, kiss wife and children, then go on about my way. At work they would all love me, and I'd ride in a limousine. It's not the way it happened, things are far worse than it seems. Oh, some folks live a magic life in sunshine every day, some find a lover who will never go away, some always manage to realize their dreams. Me, I'm just a gypsy. Things are far worse than they seem. You see, I had me a fine woman. She would take me everywhere, kiss me up all over, run her fingers through my hair. But she soon got tired of being with a man in old blue jeans. I'm sitting here abandoned, things are far worse than it seems. So I write her a love letter and I send it in the mail, like an old neglected frigate, another ship that cannot sail. It comes back to me unopened and I'm not sure what that means. Maybe she no longer loves me, things are far worse than it seems. Oh, and some folks live a magic life in sunshine every day, some find a lover who will never go away, some always manage to realize their dreams. Me, I'm just a gypsy, things are far worse than they seem. There's a beggar at my window, so I rush to bar the door. Angels on the ceiling, I can see them from the floor. In the morning when I wake up from another scary dream, everything is awful, but it's far worse than it seems. Everything is awful, but it's far worse than it seems.
That's Dennis McCurdy. I don't know that song. Where did that song come from?
That came from an Antonio Banderas movie that I watched about 3 minutes of. And it's him waking up after a terrible bar fight where he's knifed and shot and beaten. Selma Hayek's sitting beside him, and he looks up, and there's angels on the ceiling.
Huh.
That's where that song came
it's
from.
It's a good song. Do you know who wrote it?
Pardon me?
Do you know who wrote it?
I did.
I didn't realize he wrote the song. That's a really nice song.
Thank you.
I that's when I said where'd that come from, I didn't realize he wrote that. That's That's a very nice song.
Thank you.
It's got good imagery in it. When did you start playing guitar?
When I was 13 years old.
And were you part of the folk scare, or is that what got
I
you into
started
it?
Out in a Rolling Stones cover band.
Huh.
And the first song I ever learned was Last Time. This will be the last time. And played in a cover band from the time I was 14 until I was 17. And started dating actually a woman from Pittsburgh who was in college at Wittenberg University in Southern Ohio. And she was a hippie.
Mm.
That's when I discovered hippies.
So you had to morph your style a little bit.
Or... Yeah, I was all of a sudden listening to Tom Rush and Eric Anderson, and it was the whole my life changed. And I dropped out of my rock and roll band, which was a good rock and roll band. We had some credibility as teenagers. We opened for Grand Funk Railroad every time they came to town, the Left Bank, the Hollies. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. I mean, we had a good little rock and roll band. I dropped out all for the love of a woman.
You didn't play at the Holiday House, did you?
It's all in Ohio.
Oh, okay.
All in Ohio.
It's funny. I was thinking, I don't know if you even know the Holiday House. This was a venue on Route 22, about halfway between the Monroeville Mall and the Churchill Interchange, which at one time was said to be the biggest nightclub between Chicago and New York. And I saw its ending days when I was growing up. I mean, I saw a couple shows there in my 20s, but the place, there's now a mall. Many modern day things are named after the things they ruined. Some say that is true of Allegheny Center in the town of Allegheny. Some say that. And there's now a Holiday Park Mall, I think it's called, but it was named after the Holiday House. So you would have these gigs in Ohio.
In Ohio, yeah, in Southwest. In fact, the big disappointment of our life, and I think it was called the Coconut Grove, it's long gone, was there outside of Springfield. And we were supposed to open one night for the Barbarians. You remember the Barbarians?
I don't. They
were a one-hit wonder, but they came to town. We couldn't do it. And so a band we used to play a lot with from over in Indiana came over to open for them. It was called Rich C. Combo, and then Rick and the Raiders, and then became the McCoys.
Huh.
And the Barbarians took them to New York and recorded Sloopy, and that was our one chance to become successful.
Oh, gosh. You could have been there.
We could have been. Rick Derringer, you know.
Yeah. Hang on, Sloopy. I forgot all about that song.
But those guys played around Springfield all the time. So, you know, that's the kind of culture we grew up in. Of course, Dry Branch Fire Squad's from Springfield. Fall City Ramblers is from that area. A lot of good music back in our day.
So you came to Pittsburgh for family, business?
Graduate school.
Graduate school, yeah. And then you stuck here?
I did. I stayed.
That's great.
Yeah, came here in 78.
Dennis McCurdy is who you're hearing. We're going to talk after this next song about some of what's happening at Harmony in the House. What would you like to play next?
This is a song. It's about a lot of my songs are either like the one image or the one line. This is a one image. This was watching a guy walk away from a woman on a beach in North Carolina. Does the sun still sit down that southern valley? Do the winds still roll through the pines? Do you ever get back to North Carolina and see that girl I left behind? And do the breakers swell, crash at her feet? Is she standing there all alone? I loved her so, but I just had to go back to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. And do you think of me, darling, when you come home at night? House is dark and empty, there's no one. Turn on the light.
Do you check your mail? Still see if I might care. Pick up the telephone, you'll find no answers there. And do you think of me, darling, like you never did before? Go to the window, wait for a knock upon the door. If you ever wondered now why I went away, it's all because you never asked me to stay. And do the breakers swell, crash at your feet? Are you standing there all alone? I loved you so, but I just had to go back to my Blue Ridge Mountain home. I loved you so, but I just had to go back to my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
Ah, what a nice treat. Another song from Dennis. Are you still playing with the bluegrass band too?
No.
I didn't know that.
Actually, I was down in Penn Hills. I did a show down there for Howard, you know, Davidson.
Sure.
Down at his coffee house down there. And of all things, he and Greg happened to both be in the audience, and they were going to rehearse that night because they were coming to open for Irene Kelly for us, and they had their instruments. And I said, "Will you?" And they said, "Yeah." And they got up and we sang a couple songs together. And it actually almost made me teary. I miss it. I really miss it. But I don't have the time for it, to be honest with you. I'm still practicing law full time. This music venue is a lot of work. The gallery is a lot of work. I'm president of the Harmony Business Association. That's a lot of work. I just don't have time to rehearse with a band and give it the respect it deserves. But, boy, I miss those guys a lot.
Yeah, I bet.
And Mike Stowe's around still. Mike used to sing with us. And Mike will come out with me every once in a while and put on harmonies. But he doesn't want to play anymore, but he'll sing harmony.
Well, it's kind of nice to hear these songs and just to hear you by yourself. I mean, I've always enjoyed the band, too. But it's a kick to listen to you.
Thank you.
And, you know, one of the things that's nice about a house concert series like that in harmony at Bottle Brush is they're about as pure and simple as what you're hearing right now. One or two people, you know, an acoustic instrument, generally, a microphone or two, and you and your ears. And that's about it. And coming up, there are actually shows, two in February, one in March, a couple in April, one in May, one in June, then again in August, September, October, and December. There is a full schedule. And February 8th is when things open up with the Womack family band. Now, is that Tommy?
It is not Tommy, no. And no relation, or Leanne.
Okay, I was wondering.
The Womack family band actually is out of Ohio, but they have the same vibe as like Mumford & Son and Old Crow. They're not that style, but they have that kind of youthful energy. And they get big play on Sirius, and they're just an incredible little band. And we're grabbing them now because I don't think we'll get them a year from now.
Oh, that's
and
something.
We're happy to get them in.
Now, that's February 8th. All these shows are at 7 o'clock, too. Nice early times. Harmony is a great place just to visit if you're not familiar. Now, on the 21st, Heather Kropf and Brad Yoder, two great singer-songwriters from this area. Then Plowshare Poets, and I'm not sure you know who's going to be with them yet, but
no.
That's March 14th.
Right.
And then
and that's always a hoot, and it's always a sellout. I mean, they bring in some other Celtic folks with them, and I've actually got a couple Celtic songs I might do that night because we're going to have kind of a – It's going to be a crazy night. It can't help but be when they show up. So.
Yeah, and that's March 14th, right around St. Patrick's Day. Then Kim Ritchie on April 8th, and this is a Tuesday night show. These shows are generally Fridays.
Generally Friday, but I tell you, we had a little trouble wrangling Kim Ritchie the first year, getting her in. But within 10 days of her being gone, her agent was in touch with me and said, can we get her again next year? And even though it's an off night, she wants to come back, and we want her back. And so we're going to take the risk on a Tuesday night.
Oh, I think that'll be a good risk to take. Then Chad Elliott from Iowa, and I do not know, is it BJ Fleming?
BJ Fleming. She has credentials you can't believe. First of all, Chad Elliott, look him up on YouTube. He is a phenomenal, authentic, really rootsy kind of guy. And BJ lived in Iowa for a while. Her partner is a professor. She was a professor out in Iowa. Now she's in Columbus, Ohio. But her credentials go back to Texas and North Carolina, and used to open for Towns Van Zandt and others. And she just really has become a good friend. In fact, I stayed with her and her partner in October when my sister had open-heart surgery. I went out and stayed at their house, and we sat up and played all night one night. And I'm actually hoping to go out with BJ on a little tour to Iowa in next fall. So she'll knock you dead. And she's going to be on your show. She and Chad are going to be on your show.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
great.
We're already lined up for that.
You know, that may be – I was going to say, now I've seen this person's name. I'll bet you that's where I've seen it is on our booking calendar. And then I'm going to give you the website in a moment because we're getting to dates that are deeper into the year. But Greg Trooper from New York City, Steve Katz – a founding member of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I did not know that.
Yeah, he and Al Cooper. They left Blues Project and started Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
And then that's
before the David Clayton Thomas days.
Yeah.
You know, back when it was more of a real, authentic, kind of rootsy band.
Yeah. No, I like David, but David is still singing.
Well, I know he is.
And he's still singing.
He's still singing fairly well, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, He actually... I think he chooses his repertoire very appropriately for his voice. But
we're all making adjustments.
Yeah, you and me included. Then Eric Taylor, Dana Cooper, the delightful Eric Brace and Peter Cooper. And then the name that I got excited about, not to draw apart from any of the others, is Mr. Roy Bookbinder, who is just an amazing guy. And then the Early Maze.
The Early Maze again. Yeah. They've become a Christmas tradition for us. That'll be our third year.
All you need to do, if you go to Bottle Brush Arts, that's pretty easy, right? Mm-hmm. BottleBrushArts.com or on Facebook, look for Harmony in the House, all one word, Harmony in the House, and you can get the schedule and, you know, be kept up to date with what's going on. But the one to remember coming up next, or the two in February, Saturday the 8th, the Womack Family Band, and then looks like it's a Sunday with Heather Kropf.
That'll be a Friday.
A Friday.
Do I have the date wrong?
Yeah, you may. Well, I'll double check here.
It'll be a Friday for Heather and Brad.
They're both Heather's a Friday. You'd think we'd rehearse these things better. February 8th is a Saturday, and no, you've got it right.
Okay.
I've got it wrong. So don't how did I not do my radio math correctly? February 8th is a Saturday.
I heard you trying to multiply earlier this morning.
I know. It gets hard. It's the 21st. All shows are Fridays unless otherwise noted. this is all the more reason you should be going to bottlebrusharts.com so you can interpret the schedule with a calendar that is accurate. This is Dennis McCurdy. It's 11:30. With Dennis McCurdy on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. I don't know if I ever told you, there was a venerable radio equipment manufacturer who, don't know if they're still in business or not, but they made specialized equipment for radio, and their name was McCurdy. And there was a particular kind of piece of equipment they made that kind of like Kleenex or Xerox, got known as the McCurdy. You know, you
really?
Got to get yourself a McCurdy to do that.
That's so, what she did.
So you're eponymous. Yeah, MJ right here got herself a McCurdy. But,
unfortunately, if there's any money associated with the name, it's not my line, okay? we come from the shanty Irish side.
Yeah. And I never used a McCurdy, but Ed Price, a longtime Pittsburgh disc jockey who passed away at least 20 years ago, well into his 70s, would talk to me about the McCurdys.
Well, so, as well he should. You should all be warned about the McCurdys.
What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song that actually, I hope Tony isn't listening today. Tony Denikis kind of inspired after one of his visits out with us. You remember Tony from Baltimore?
Sure.
There's trouble in the city. You can feel it in the air. It's all about a woman I once knew. So I hop into my car, head out as fast as I can, back to the place where I first forgot about you. There's no denying the things you did to me. Took my love, left me here with no dignity. You had no regrets, you had no reason to be kind. You just wanted to wipe the memory of me right off your mind. You can keep the bottle, just bring me half a glass of wine. Didn't come here to watch you walk away. Blow out the candle, let the darkness fill the room. I'm all alone with lost love, sweet bouquet. She used to call me baby, now she don't call me anymore. Close my eyes, try to recall the features in her face. But I sure remember how she smelled walking out that door. Just some things that time cannot erase. You can keep the bottle, just bring me half a glass of wine. Didn't come here to watch you walk away. Blow out the candle, let the darkness fill the room. I'm all alone with lost love, sweet bouquet.
Another nice song from Dennis McCurdy. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that and for stopping by today. Hope you had a good week all in all and might be enjoying a little sunshine today. The museum attendance was really busy here. And now things are a little quieter. I suspect they'll be picking up more as the day goes on. The Steelers game is tomorrow, right? I should know.
Tomorrow's Sunday.
I don't know why I'm
looking. I'm thrown off by the week, but tomorrow's Sunday.
Tomorrow's
Sunday. 1 o'clock tomorrow.
I don't know why I'm looking at Dennis's. I assume because I am not the the kind of guy that always knows what the Steelers are playing, that every other guy must be, but that doesn't mean.
Yeah. Being from southwestern Ohio, I am probably not what you would call a Steelers fan.
No, you've got a mixed.
No, I don't. It's not mixed at all. We have a mixed marriage, but it's not. I'm not at all confused about who I stand for. But you have to ask her when the Steelers play. I only want to know who plays against them.
Ah.
I am a Buccos fan, though.
So MJ, you got a mixed marriage here. Oh my, interesting. Tomorrow's going to be interesting. I'll try to do my best. That actually happens when we go to Ohio, to Youngstown to visit our family. Ricky's half of the family, my family too now, they tend to go with the Buckeye teams.
Of course. we are used to defeat and humility. We can handle it.
Yeah. It's 23 before noon. Are you playing out anywhere much?
Some, not much. I actually did a show the Friday after Thanksgiving with David Childers down in North Carolina. By the way, I have a CD from David here for you in my back pocket.
Yes, hopefully it's still playable.
It's his newest one. Yeah, it's not too badly damaged, but yeah, I haven't been carrying it since then in my back pocket. I just now.
You should see the CD. It looks like a beverage coaster that's kind of curling up at the end.
It looks like one of her mother's pork chops is what cooked to death, curled up on the sides. But I did a show with David down in Mount Holly, North Carolina. You remember David? He was here on your show.
Yeah, and I know Mount Holly, and I don't know
by
why.
By Gastonia, kind of west of Charlotte. But, David's bass player is Bob Crawford from the Avett Brothers. And actually, Jim Avett showed up for our show.
Very good.
Packed this little coffee house down there. And it's fun. I mean, it's the first time I actually stayed with David and Linda. They're just two delightful, wonderful people. And they have five dogs that come in kind of like the Bumpus Hounds. They come breaking in through the door and knock you out of the way. And just we had a wonderful time with them. And David's an attorney down there, too, along with being a singer-songwriter. And we decided, being so close to Christmas and all, we did not need the money, although we could always use money. But we had the tip jar out, and we raised about $300, and it all went to a local charity for children, so for gifts for children for Christmas. And we just both felt so good, first of all, about the packed house, second, about the evening together, and third, about the amount of money we raised for those kids. So
it's a real interesting time that we live in now, because we were talking about the Harmony in the House concert series at Bottle Brush Gallery. And you literally have, human beings writing directly from their hearts and brains, playing instruments with very little between you and them, other than a microphone and an instrument or two. And many of the folks that come to Harmony to play at Bottle Brush travel, from town to town, not necessarily full-time. Some of them do. Some of them just occasionally. And it's almost, like the days of, the strolling musician or making your own entertainment. And if you sometimes get a little frustrated by the amount of, prepackaged, pre-produced stuff that's out there, it's a treat, not just Bottle Brush, but the many house concert series we have here give you a chance to sample those kinds of things. One thing in particular I just think about is, concert. And you, as an attorney, you love words, as do I. I mean, concert means together. In concert, we are going to do this in concert with one another. And so many concerts are anything but. It's pretty much, you might as well show a movie of the group up on stage because and nothing against the group, but if you're playing a huge venue, sometimes you can't even see your audience, let alone react to them.
And it's so overproduced.
Yeah.
With the voice adjustments and everything. It's just, this is so intimate. We're thrilled by the gift we've been given and the gift we can give. For the early Mays, we had 75 or more people there in our little venue. For Irene Kelly, we had 55 or 60, and that's a – I mean, 30 is a good house for us. 35 is great because that means we can pay the band, But we're sitting there, and halfway through the show, Irene Kelly introduces her lead guitarist that's with her, and it happens to be Gary Talley, who was a founding member and the lead guitarist for the Box Tops. So you never know who's going to be in the house.
Oh, they did The Letter, right?
The Letter. They had two or three number one hits. And, of course, you know, afterwards, Gary and I went home and sat and talked too late and got up in the morning and had breakfast and talked too much. And, you know, it just it's just such a thrill to have these people around. And you know, Eric Taylor's coming back. Eric Taylor is probably one of the best storytellers you'll ever see in your life. He's just phenomenal. So he'll be here in, I think, August. He's coming.
Yeah, August. But, and then I'm glad you got Peter Cooper, Eric Brace back again.
Oh, my gosh. You know, those guys, they're two of the kindest, most wonderful people on the face of the earth. They're just so good to work with. I mean, love having both of them around. But.
Dennis McCurdy is who's here. We probably have time, I'm guessing, for three more songs.
Three more?
Two or three.
Okay.
What would you like to do next?
I'll do a new one. Okay, this one. Three people I've met in my life, all in one song. I used to pick apples in the hills of Ohio. I loved that fresh autumn air. Drove the trains like a hobo. I gypsy everywhere. Kept everything I needed in my knapsack. Tied it right to my back. Use it as a pillow when I fall asleep. Them rails went clickety-clack. I'm coming home. Yes, I'm coming home. Darling, I'm coming home to you. I was too long gone, but I was never alone. Now I'm coming home to you. Well, I used to be married to a stripper from the bar in the middle of town. I'd sit at a table in the corner in the dark while the boys gathered all around. They'd used to love to watch her shake and jiggle. It was the best show they'd ever see. 2 a.m. when the lights went out, she'd save a special dance for me. Oh, I'm coming home. Yes, I'm coming home. Darling, I'm coming home to you. I was too long gone, but I was never alone. Now I'm coming home to you. And I'm sitting on your porch in the pale moonlight, looking through an open window with you. Stretched out on the bed where we just made love for about an hour or two. I came creeping through the alleys in the shadows and the darkness like a thief in the night. But you're the one that stole my heart and brought me back here tonight. And I'm coming home. Yes, I'm coming home. Darling, I'm coming home. I was too long gone. I was never alone. That's why I'm coming home to you. I was too long gone. I was never alone. Now I'm coming home to you.
You have a name for that yet?
I'm coming home.
Yeah, I'm coming home, or third time's the charm.
You never know. You know, like I say, those are three different people, but it worked.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's 12:45 here. Thanks for being here. This week, I was trying to remember who's here next week, and I'll figure that out and let you know. You'd think I would know those things, but I don't keep them in my head the way I should.
It's a dangerous place for me to keep anything.
I agree. The less in your head, the better. I used to I'd just point at my head and say it's a factory, not a warehouse. You can keep all the other stuff in the internet where it belongs.
I decided every new thing I learn knocks one of the old things out. So.
Yeah. And you never know when it might open a trap door, releasing a lot of things you really didn't know were in there and would rather they stay there in reptilian brain or wherever they happen to be. What have you got for us next?
I did one last one, I think, or if I'm looking at the time, right? We've got time for one more, is
yeah,
that right?
Yeah.
This is kind of the theme song from the band and when we had the band. And it's the one when I play out, if somebody's there who knows me, knows this song. So I just wish I had Slim Forsyth here to do the Jimmy Rogers part for me. And by the way, I want to thank him for recognizing I was here today. I wish that I could yodel Lady Who the way those cowboy singers do. I really wish I could, like old Jimmy Rogers would. It would all be so fine if I could only just learn that line. Yodel, 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 Lady Who, sing the country blues. I love those old-timey songs, those ones about heart and home. Don't you know it's where I belong, even if I have to sing alone. Come take a ride with me in a rumble seat car, maybe. Down the dusty roads of memory, sing the country blues. I wish that I could yodel Lady Who the way those cowboy singers do. I really wish I could, like old Jimmy Rogers would. It would all be so fine if I could only just learn that line. Yodel, 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 Lady Who, sing the country blues. Sitting out on that front porch swing, when we'd hear them old guitars ring, the family gather around and sing those familiar tunes. The hours would all fly past as a child to try to make them last. Underneath that August moon, sing the country blues. I wish that I could yodel Lady Who the way those cowboy singers do. I really wish I could, like old Jimmy Rogers would. It would all be so fine if I could only just learn that line. Yodel, 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 Lady Who, sing the country blues. Yodel, lay-ho, lay-ho, lay-ho.
Dennis McCurdy, thank you.
Thank you.
Go for more information to bottlebrusharts.com or facebook.com/harmonyinthehouse.